With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. More Russian attacks on Ukraine. Correspondent Karen Chamas has the latest.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Russia has launched 120 missiles and 90 drones in a large-scale attack across Ukraine, targeting its energy infrastructure. Zelensky also said that Russia deployed various types of drones, including Shahed, cruise, and ballistic missiles. He said Ukrainian defenses shot down 140 air targets. Russian strikes have hammered Ukraine's power generation capacity, prompting repeated emergency power shutdowns and nationwide rolling blackouts. The combined drone and missile attack was said to be the most powerful in 3 months. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Donald Trump taking aim at government efficiency, tapping two friends to fill the gap. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
Trump announced last week that the world's richest person, Elon Musk, and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Despite the name, it will not be a government agency. Instead, it will be an outside commission to offer the White House advice and guidance. The president-elect and his staff are hoping to drive large-scale structural reform, with Trump quoting Musk in saying the effort will send shockwaves through the government system. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A rare Israeli strike in central Beirut killing the chief spokesman for Hezbollah. It's the latest in targeted killings of senior Hezbollah officials. Firefighters in New York say a voluntary evacuation helping them protect about 165 homes from a wildfire, as authorities say much of the Northeast is coping with hundreds of brush fires in very tender, dry, and windy conditions. New York Fire Department has created a task force to help. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the Christmas Wars.
Liberty Counsel is rolling out its annual Friend or Foe campaign early this year. Since 2003, the Christian Law Group has been offering free legal representation for people whose expression of Christmas in public is being squashed by schools and governments. Liberty Counsel says, quote, "This campaign includes encouragement, education, and if necessary, litigation to guard our freedom to celebrate Christmas." Details can be found at lc.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's lower house of parliament passing final reading of a bill to ban adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where sex change operations on kids are allowed. It follows an array of measures in recent years designed to curb the LGBT agenda. Vladimir Putin, in recent years, has increasingly called for observing traditional values as a way to counter Western liberalism. This is SRN News. A new prison in Arkansas.
The Arkansas Board of Corrections has approved an 815-acre site, despite objections from some residents. The board voted to accept the land the state had purchased for nearly $3 million to build a 3,000-inmate prison. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders and correction officials say the prison space is needed to ease a backlog of state inmates in county jails. The purchase has prompted complaints from residents and local officials who say they were blindsided by the announcement and that public hearings were needed on it. John Scott reporting.
Outbreak of E. coli has infected dozens of people who ate bagged organic carrots. One person has died from the infection. 39 were infected overall. At least 15 people hospitalized after eating organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms. The company has already started a massive recall of the carrots. More details at srnnews.com.